Gus, how are you?
Well, Mr. President, I'm fine. I just want you to know what a great pleasure it's been to work with such a great leader.
You don't know. What, are you out at the range somewhere?
No, sir. I'm up in New York in the offices of your old friend, Senator Lehman.
Well, bless your heart. I just want to tell you I loved you, and I just hated to see you out there with all those hoi polloi there in Houston and having to sweat around in those campaigns, but you'd been through it since 41, and I guess that they didn't have any virgin. You had been there before.
Oh, that was a great pleasure. Every time it's a little more pleasure than the time before.
Senator Humphrey's here and wants to thank you, Gus, for what you did for us. It's Gus Worthen. We're awfully appreciative of friends like you, Gus.
Well, I'll tell you, my friend, you made the greatest hit in Houston of anybody that ever made a political speech there, and I say that after the president was there.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Gus, very, very much. That was...
You made a talk to that group of businessmen that was really unbelievable. You handled it in such a manner, and I hope you realize that standing ovation that you got was spontaneous. I was sitting there watching it, and you got through
Well, I thank you, and we'll try to be worthy of that confidence and respect. I'll do everything I can to be of help.
Well, I know, and I like what you had to say in Houston, and I know you're going to keep on. I'm just glad you've got a good friend right by his warm side.
Well, we'll work together.
Thanks to you and your wife.
Thank you.
Gus, I just wanted you and Linda to know that we're awfully grateful for the sacrifices you made for us.
Well, it's just a pleasure. I just hope my ears will hold out so I can do it again.
Well, you've already done your part, my friend, and if the good Lord calls you now, he'd welcome you for a job well done. We'll always remember it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.